Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we've been calling Kingdom Citizen. We're going through the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And we were in chapter 7 this week, looking at verses 15 through 20. This section is set in the context of Jesus talking about true and false disciples and the true foundation we can build our lives on versus the false foundation we can build our lives on, the two different ways that you can live your life, that you can follow the wide path that's easy that leads to destruction, or you can enter by the narrow gate, right, which few find, but he says that gate leads to life, that gate obviously being the way of Christ. And then sort of in the middle of that section, he talks about in verses 15 through 20, he talks about true and really, well, specifically false prophets. He says that beware or watch out for false prophets in verse 15. And so we took some time this Sunday to talk about really false teaching, right? People who claim to speak for God or on behalf of God. That's what a prophet is or was. In the Old Testament, you see that prophets were people who spoke the words of God to the people of Israel. And there were true ones, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and there were false ones, ones who they really only said what the people wanted to hear. They didn't really speak for God. And so I kind of addressed this saying, look, I this is a concern of mine in the church today as I look across sort of the Christian landscape. One of the things that's wonderful about the internet age and having massive amounts of information at our fingertips is that you can get a lot of good information. And one of the bad things about having massive amounts of information at your fingertips is there's a lot of bad information. And when you go to Amazon or you go to Google and you type in Christian resources or Christian books, without a discerning eye, there's really no guarantee what you're going to get there. I remember Morgan and I, my wife and I, killing some time down in Polaris one day. We were waiting to eat at one of the restaurants we like there, and so we went over to Barnes & Noble while we were waiting and just kind of walked through the Christian / religious / spiritual section. And I was saddened, and not necessarily surprised, but just saddened and frustrated by the way that, one book is, man, really solid Christian resource, and then the next book is self-help cloaked in sort of spiritual or Christian language. And you get 10 of those, right? And then, a solid book that's biblical and biblically based, and then, again, way more books on sort of self-help or people that claim to speak for God and use Christian language or biblical language, but what they're teaching is just not true. And so Jesus tells us, watch out, beware of that. Recognize that false prophets, false teachers, they come in sheep's clothing. That's what Jesus says. They don't have signs on their forehead that say, I'm a false teacher, right? I'm teaching you false things that are going to lead toward your destruction. He says they come in sheep's clothing. And then he says, you'll recognize them by their fruits. And so it's this idea that you can put on an act, you can put on a facade, but you can't fake character long term. You can't produce, you will produce what you are. Long term, you're not going to see somebody who's a false prophet, who doesn't have a relationship with Christ, somebody who's teaching things out of selfish ambition, out of wanting to exploit others, out of wanting to gain power or money, or whatever it may be, that person's not going to be producing the fruits of the Spirit, right? You're not going to see love, patience, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, peace. You're not going to see those things mark their life long-term when you get a chance to watch them or spend time with them. You produce what you are. The fruits of your life will be good or bad based on whether you've got a relationship with Christ and whether you're growing in Him and by the Spirit. And so long term, right, if this person's a false prophet, doesn't matter how many followers they have on social media, doesn't matter how well done their blog is or their teaching ministry. And I told our folks, right, that they might be called pastor or prophet or teacher or evangelist or apostle. I mean, a bunch of different titles, might have, best-selling books, but ultimately Jesus says you'll recognize them by their fruits. He says that explicitly. And I acknowledged one of the challenges, I think, with that is sometimes that's a long-term thing, right? You're looking for fruits long-term. But then also sometimes you just in the modern age, especially, you never even get a chance to meet that person. You might see their teaching or read their book, but you know, they may live states away or even countries away, and you may never get a front row view to their life. And so I mentioned something that I think Jesus implicitly teaches here. When he says you'll recognize them by their fruits, I mean, the way that we know good fruit versus bad fruit is through the Word of God. Looking into the Word, it's taught in the Word of God. What are you looking for here? And so I just made sure we emphasized, know your Bible. Jesus may not explicitly say that here, but it is implicitly, I think, taught here, and it's certainly taught throughout the Scriptures that the Word of God is what helps us grow into maturity. The Holy Spirit grows us and sanctifies us through the Word of God, through God's Word. And so as we grow in our knowledge of God's Word, we grow in maturity and we grow in our ability to discern good teaching versus false teaching. And I mentioned the example, I've heard this illustration a couple of times, and one time just recently, that apparently when the government trains folks who are supposed to identify counterfeit money, they don't have them study counterfeit money. They have them study real money. And they look at what's real, what's true, over and over and over. So when something false is introduced, they notice that immediately. They see it and think, wait a second, something is off. And really, that's, I think, the way we're called to be. We're called to be like the Berean Jews, the Christians in Berea, right? Or the Jews in Berea who end up coming to Christ. If you look in Acts chapter 17, when Paul teaches in Berea, it says the Berean Christians, they were of noble character, and they examined every day what Paul said against the Scriptures. They would hear what Paul would say, and they would go straight to the Scriptures and examine what he would say to test what is being said against the Word of God. We are called to be people of the book, right? We go to the Word of God, we go to the Word of God, and that's how ultimately we test, is what's being said here true or false? We're looking at the fruits of that person's life. We're not looking at ministry results. We're not looking at, do they seem nice, right? Not looking at how many books did they sell or how many followers they have on social media. We're looking at the fruits of their life, right? Their character long-term. And then we know our Bibles, and so we're testing what they say against the Word of God. And I'll close this out with the same way I closed out the message on Sunday. And that is just reminding us that sometimes I think you can read this or hear this and think, man, it's all up to me. Like, I have to guard myself. And it's true. We are called to be on our guard, to grow in maturity, to know the Word, to pay attention to the fruits of someone's life. But ultimately, it's not all up to us. Ultimately, we are guarded by our good shepherd. Jesus calls himself, right, the good shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And so ultimately, our good shepherd is the one who fends off the wolves, the good shepherd who became, right, the Lamb of God, who laid down his life for his sheep. And if Jesus went to those lengths, if the Father sent the Son to redeem us and save us and to forgive us and to bring us into his fold, do we not think he will also guard our souls until the day that he brings us home, right? That's what Psalm 23 is about. The Lord is our shepherd, right? He leads us, makes us lie down in green pastures, leads us beside still waters, and restores our soul. And so I want to encourage you with that this morning. Yes, be on your guard. Yes, know the Word, but ultimately trust in your good shepherd. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. God, thank you that you are our good shepherd. And Lord, I pray for everyone listening today, I pray you would grow us in discernment, grow us in our ability, Father, to hear and discern whether it's true or false. Grow us, Father, in the knowledge of your Word and love for your Word and love ultimately for you, Lord. And Father, I pray that we who, Father, folks who know the Word and who are more mature in their faith would teach others, would come alongside our younger believers and teach them, Father. But ultimately, Father, we thank you that you're our shepherd and that you guard over and watch over our souls. We love you. Father, it's in Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Thank you so much again for listening. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. I want to encourage you and invite you now to take some time to pray.